Time to check in with the head coach for the Nazareth Swiftettes, Eric Schilling, this morning. How's it going, Eric?
Hey, doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're just trying to keep the old ship afloat. You know how that is?
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
Well, you guys take on White Deer tonight up at Tascosa High School at 6:30. What do you know about White Deer?
It'll be a good test for us. You know, they've earned their right to be here just like we have. And, you know, just watching a little bit, I feel like their guards are pretty solid. You know, we're just going to have to do a good job of pressuring them and just not letting them get anything easy. Then they've got good inside game where, you know, she can kind of play inside out as well. So kind of just have to be aware of where she's at overall. And then, you know, they do different things defensively. So we'll just have to be ready for whatever. But I feel like we're pretty prepared for it. And, you know, hopefully we show up with that playoff mindset and be ready to get after them.
So how do you guys match up as far as the height-wise? Because you guys got some height on you. Are you pretty even?
I'd give us a little bit of an advantage there, you know, with our size. You know, and they're not, which it's kind of hard to tell on film, but they're not short, you know, by any means. But, you know, I just feel like overall our height and our length, especially with our guards, we'll have the advantage there. So as long as we use it the right way and you know, just do what we can and not let them have anything easy.
They got any good 3-point shooters on that squad?
They do, you know, several of them. I feel like that's really what they want to do. You know, they've got their five starters, really all five of them. You've got to respect them at the 3-point line. So even their posts, you know, she's probably their most consistent outside shooter. So, you know, when we're on her, we have to respect that and you know, be ready to contest everywhere on the floor.
So who's the most improved player this season, you think, on your squad?
Man, I feel like they've all come a long way since day one. You know, we've got several that were new to varsity. You know, especially coming after off of Monday's game against Will Dorado, you know, Kate Brockman, she's a sophomore, and she pretty much missed her eighth grade she's a junior. She missed her a big chunk of her eighth grade year and then her sophomore year last year with injuries. And so, you know, she's really come a long way, you know, and she was our leading scorer the other night. You know, she plays inside for us and, you know, she's not the tallest, but she's always one of the strongest on the floor. And, you know, she's really improved as far as her confidence underneath. And, you know, and it showed the other night, you know, shots weren't falling for us early. And, you know, we're struggling a little bit to put the ball in the hole early. But, you know, she was the one that really kind of got us going. And when she does that, it kind of relaxes everybody else. You know, then everybody else is able to kind of calm down and get in a rhythm. And then we were able to pull away there, but I feel like it was, you know, she had a lot to do with that.
You guys scored over 70 points in that ball game, and I think they had like 22. Kind of recap that game a little bit.
Yeah, like I said, you know, first quarter, first playoff game, I feel like it's always like that. We're a little tight, so we have a hard time finishing, and you know, weren't shooting the ball great early on, you know, but I thought we defended really well. You know, I think it was 10-2 after the first quarter, and then, you know, we were able to get some things off our press in the second quarter and outscore them 25-4. You know, so to hold the team to 6 points in the first half, obviously that does a lot for you. But you know, with this team, we always talk about, you know, whenever one starts hitting, it kind of starts to spread a little bit. You know, and it didn't happen. You know, second quarter was a lot of transition stuff, easy stuff, and then we came out in the third quarter you know, we started hitting from the outside, and, you know, there were several of them that hit some big shots right there to really kind of, you know, break it open for us. You know, so that was big for us.
Talk about a couple of the top scorers for that ball game on Monday.
I said earlier, you know, Kate Brockman was our leading scorer. I think she had 17. And then, you know, Cambry Clevenger, she's, you know, been our most consistent scorer. I think she had 15. And then Lexi Romakers ended up with 13. You know, she's a... just a good inside presence for us. You know, she kind of struggled early in the game, then she kind of found her rhythm there in the second half and, you know, whenever we were making our run.
All right, ball game tonight, 6:30. Hopefully everything goes good with all these wildfires and stuff going on. It's kind of distracting.
Yeah, it can be. You know, I think everything will be clear from here to there. So, you know, hopefully it stays that way and we can you know, keep our focus there and be ready to put together another good effort.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk with you guys next week.
All right. I appreciate it.